Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are talking to the province's Minister of Culture, Multiculturalism, and the Status of Women, Leela Sheridan, here. She joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure, Kyle. Thank you so much for having me and for recognizing our awesome musicians and live spectator across the province.
Yes, I've seen plenty of great live music across the province over the years. Of course, over the last year or so, that hasn't really been an option for people, and hence this grant that the province has put out. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about this Stable Live Live Music Grant program here?
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't mind, I'm just going to give a quick shout out to the Alberta Music Industry Association. They're working collaboratively with us on this to be able to make sure that the money gets to the people as quickly as possible. And, you know, it has been unbelievable. If you think about live music across the province, the amount of festivals and amazing musicians, like per capita, we have some of the best singer-songwriters here in this province throughout Canada. And that live music is critical to our quality of life. And especially if you think about economic recovery, you know, the amount of GDP that is put into the province through arts, culture, sports sectors is really huge. And so dollar for dollar, you know, you're going to see this investment really have a huge impact on this sector. So we're really, really, we had an initial tranche, Kyle, that went out to the larger portion of the live sector, experience like rodeos and larger festivals and organizations that own and operate. So when we did some further work with the sector, and Joel Camps, who's our ambassador and our artist in residence, we worked with him collaboratively with the for-profit sector, so musicians and for-profit venues, to find out where the gaps were and what needed to happen. And so we heard this call for help from the live music professionals, and we're able to allocate some money towards them in some different grant forms to help the sector hopefully relaunch, but also have some opportunity to look at how they can monetize even outside of the live sector. How can they spread? How can they, you know, make sure that their music is getting into different venues and places. So there's some really great opportunities here.
I know the grant just opened up this week. What's kind of been sort of the response to the grant so far here?
It's been a really, really wonderful response. I think one of the most profound things I heard was, it's not even necessarily about the dollar figures, Kyle. It was about the recognition of what was happening in the sector. And you know as much as I do that recognition helps so much to carry forward the importance of how much a sector impacts the world that we live in. So that was a very, very profound statement. And being able to work with the sector has been a huge privilege for me. And being able to have these roundtables, as hard as it is not to be able to see people in person, we've learned a lot and hopefully are facilitating a really good use of these dollars for the sector.
And of course, as you mentioned, you know, over the last year or so, the, you know, kind of the live music scene in Alberta has been kind of non-existent, really. But do you think that, you know, as we come out of the pandemic, you know, we get all these restrictions sort of out of the way, do you think there's going to be sort of a surge in the kind of demand for live music in the province here?
I would hope so. That's the way I look at it. I can't wait to be running all over the place, going from concert to concert, sitting squashed into a place beside somebody watching, you know, my favorite artist perform. That is the days I look forward to. But in the meantime, what we want to do is make sure that there's two sections to this grant process, Kyle. So there's micro grants for live music professionals. So, and the beautiful thing about these grants, Kyle, is it's not just about the musician that you see on stage or the act that you're seeing, you know, but there's an entire army of people behind them that create the magic, just similar to what you do on radio. You know, there's magic that happens in order for us to be able to do what we're doing right now. So the dollars can go towards things like, you know, getting a single out right now, which they can put into the world in social media, hopefully monetize that and get them really ready and on their feet again to be able to to relaunch in hopefully, like you said, massive quantities. And, you know, they can fund renting a recording studio or editing or recording equipment, all of this behind the scenes stuff. And then for the for-profit sector, live music venues, this is about innovation and platforms and services. So long-term adaptation, because like you, I hope and pray every single day that this is the last we're going to see of COVID. But what we've learned from this is that there's amazing platforms and opportunities outside of this that will really expand to a larger audience and create accessibility to larger audiences, which is a really amazing silver lining of this horrible crisis that we've been through. So, you know, you can fund joint advertising or with other sectors, like, you know, with restaurants or other organizations. And the other piece is to your first point, is to really provide confidence that people are returning to live experiences in the safest way possible. So there's lots of ways that they can initiate, and it's a very flexible program, and it's being run by the Alberta Music Industry Association. So it's away from government. We fund it, but it's an arm's length approach on how and who gets those dollars and how those are being facilitated. So it's a really great program.
And I know there's one group locally here in Peace River who's already told me that they fully intend on getting on board and trying to get in on this grant. Now, how can groups out there sort of get involved in applying for the grants as well?
Yeah, so just all they need to do is to go to the alberta.ca and then look at the Live Music Stabilized Grant. So it's called Stabilized Live Music Grant, and they can make an application right then and there, and then it will be Alberta Music Industry Association that takes over from that point to go through with them the criteria and the application of the grant opportunities. So it should be a very straightforward. The reason we used the Alberta Music Industry Association is they already had the infrastructure for this, so we didn't need to reinvent the wheel. They already do this, so I'm really, really grateful to them, and hopefully it's going to be a very, very effective and quick process to get some of these amazing groups back to work.
And finally, whenever we get guests joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to ask some personal questions, our way of showing that, hey, look, politicians are people too. So when it comes to you, when you're not busy in your job as the minister or as the MLA for Chesterfield Strathmore, what's kind of the things you sort of do in your downtime?
I didn't know I was having downtime. My problem is always balance, Kyle, finding that downtime. But I'm a musician as well. So I do a ton of recordings with my own sons. Both of my sons are phenomenal singers. My eldest is doing his grade 10 Royal Conservatory. He's an amazing tenor and is doing songwriting on his own. And then my younger one is into musical theater and has gone to everything online. It's just phenomenal. So I do a lot of work with them in the studio, and we practice as much as we can, and I love to learn new instruments, so I'm working on mandolin and right now and a few other things. So it's just that way when we have a few minutes, that doesn't usually start until about 11:30 at night, but musicians are night owls, and sometimes when they're the most creative. So for me, and walking my dog and giving my husband a huge hugs and kisses all the time for his immense and beautiful support of the work that I do, probably my favorite things to do in a day.
Oh, maybe we'll have to get you up here one of the days to show off some of those musical talents anyhow.
Anytime. Culture. When we're alive again, Kyle, I will come up. We will do a fundraiser, and you let me know if those folks out there get that grant so that we can talk to them about how it impacted them. Sorry to interrupt you.
Anyhow, Minister of Culture, Multiculturalism, Status of Women, Leela Sharon here. Thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
My pleasure, Kyle. Take care and stay safe.